Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
All right, did everybody survive the big holiday?
Woo-hoo!
Barely.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys can tell. Something's desperately wrong with my left eye.
Oh, what?
It's a firework injury.
Well, can't really.
I didn't realize Moxie was afraid of fireworks.
Is it a sty?
It's not a sty. It's the exact same eye that I had a sty in. I didn't. I never actually got a sty. We're supposed to be talking about firework follies.
Wait. That was not a sty.
What I started to get a sty.
Yeah.
I think, but then I went on. I did Teladoc, and they told me to put a hard-boiled egg on my eye.
That's right.
Which actually worked.
Yeah.
And then I went on Amazon and bought all these wipes, and you just keep wiping your eye with this stuff. I don't know. It worked. I never got a sty. Anyway, here's my firework folly. Moxie's kind of on my lap. We had some neighbors. Who can afford the freaking mortars?
Big shells, yeah.
Who can afford that?
I had neighbors like that, too. It was a solid hour.
Of like, boosh!
Yeah,
of boosh! Like the windows are shaking.
Yeah.
It goes boosh, and Moxie is in my lap, and she starts to jump up
because
she likes sometimes to be held like a baby with her head on your shoulder. So she's jumping into that position. Well, I looked down at her while she was jumping up, and I was opened my eyes to look at her, and her paw went directly into my eye.
So it just
started immediately.
Okay, yeah, it's a fringe firework.
Well, it's still a firework. Oh, you want a little more?
Yeah, I thought
we want your fringe firework injuries. Steve is giving me no street cred. I couldn't like look out of my eye all night. Last night.
Dang.
I had to have a hot compress on it all night.
Serious.
You had to bring the egg back.
Yeah.
We're bringing eggs back. So, I mean, okay, does anybody have a better firework story?
I have maybe a better one. We'll see if Steve approves. So, okay. But it did actually involve fireworks. We got sparklers this year.
Real sparklers? They're not real anymore. They're not metal. Are they metal?
Yeah, no. They're metal.
What
that's
else?
Illegal.
Do they change?
Well, I mean, no, definitely not metal.
Like the metal ones we used to have.
Yeah.
The reason they got rid of those, I think, is people were getting killed by. I had people get super injured in Longmont. It's you don't get hurt with them when you're using them. You get hurt with them like 3 days later when whoever is mowing the yard.
Okay.
Because it's like, it's like projectile
right.
metal
okay.
goes into the jugular
ugh.
Of whomever is in the vicinity.
Good point.
So now they make them. They're out of bamboo and they're lame.
Oh,
these were metal. These were the old school ones. So we're trying to light them for our son, thinking these are the most fun, safest things we can do. So we're using a candle lighter, one of the long ones, it's out. So it won't light. So Angie goes, my wife goes, I'll go get the other lighter, just the regular lighter.
That's a little too close for comfort.
Very close. And it burnt her hand as soon as she lit it with the regular one. So then we had to put them away. So our son didn't even get to. The one sparkler that actually got lit just burned my wife's hand. And then it was like, well, we're done with this.
You didn't buy a punk? Do you know what a punk is?
Yes, we did not buy that, no.
You gotta buy a punk, because then you light that, and then it just kind of burns, and then you light all your fireworks with that.
But can you do the big sparklers?
You can do everything with a
punk.
Yes.
Because we used to smoke, and you turn it around and inhale.
And smoke the punk?
The punk, yeah.
And what did you get off the punk?
You're right, but... Ooh.
Oh, yeah. My God. You would smoke anything when you were young.
Pretty much.
How are you alive? Uh-huh. So here's what we want to do. We want your firework folly stories, and... Let's just set the bar at higher than either a T-Hack or my choice.
Okay.
I think we want the ones like was he a basketball player, football player that do?
Football player, yeah, the NFL.
Jason Pierre-Paul, remember a couple years ago? Like he's a receiver, uses his hands, and was like playing with fireworks.
Right.
When you get to a certain level of income, you're like, oh my God, I want everything. And he like, I don't know if he was throwing M80s, but he held one
the worst
just a little
heck.
Longer than he should have and blew off.
It was
more
like,
than one finger.
Yeah, it was like the tops of his knuckles too. So he had just like stubs.
You're not. He's not catching a ball anymore.
I don't think so.
Yeah. He wrecked his whole career
because he held on to the stupid. Oh. I mean, dude, we're growing up. I mean, we'll get into it, but like that, we want to hear your firework folly stories, like the crazy things that have happened to you involving fireworks. 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059.
You know, I had one too this year. What? Well, it technically wasn't me. It was my boyfriend.
Does anybody have a real story? Sorry, go ahead. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We were throwing the little snappers, the poppers.
Yes.
And then
those have so little of anything in it. Like, I just set the bar and Jason Pierre-Paul blows his hand off and you're doing something with a snapper.
He touched his face and then broke out in hives, okay?
Wait, this little snappy residual?
It was probably the wood chips, actually, that are like included in the little packs.
I've seen two-year-olds take wads of them and just go, wham!
So somebody in Florida, was this this year? Yeah.
Yeah.
So the dude blew his hand off.
What? Why are you...
It doesn't say a lot of details about this, but they found the man's hand at the site.
Oh, God.
They ditched the hand, took him to the hospital, and just kind of left it. And then...
Did they really?
The hand followed later.
Oh, okay. Evil dead. Yeah. He's doing the caterpillar all the way to the thing.
Just fill up a glove with air and attach it. We'll figure it out later.
I'm telling you, growing up, how many people in our neighborhoods had M80s?
Yeah.
They would bury them. They would do terrible things. You used to do pop bottle rocket wars, right?
We would. In fact, we would do even worse. We would rip the stems off pop bottle rockets. Then they have, you don't know where they're going after you light them.
What's fun about that, Steve?
Because you can get killed.
Okay.
You can't blame him. He was high off that pump.
Were you the guy who had your 10-speed handlebars turned around?
Yep.
I knew somebody who did
turned
that.
Turned them up. You took the plugs off of each. Now I can put a bottle rocket in
each. They're two little missiles. They're rocket launchers.
Right.
You're literally Top Gun.
Yeah.
So, you're just riding the bike and they shoot out in front of you like you're in Days of... No, what was the movie? Thunder or whatever?
Oh,
where was the... He had the helicopter.
That.
I can't remember. Yeah. And there was Airwolf. He had that. Yeah, you have two. Yeah, we have friends who had pop out of rocket wars. They made guns out of PVC pipe.
Your brother would do that. We would too.
I got shot with, and they hit you, and they explode when
plastic
they hit you.
Plastic tip. You got to get the Whistler's plastic tip.
Yeah, no, that's
ones.
Terrible. It hurts.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's fun about that?
If you're the one not getting hit.
Yeah, we used it with the Roman candles. People, we'd make them dance and shoot at their feet and make them kind of...
Yeah.
What's the one? Is the Roman candle the one that spins? There's one that like goes, that's illegal, goes blah, 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 and then it goes up in the air.
Yeah.
And sometimes it gets too much juice in one side.
You're
so
right.
Then it's like, first it goes up and then it's just like, it's like a UFO and it's going, it's coming and it's scattered.
And you don't, you don't know.
Well, didn't Idiot Stick over here at your bachelor party, didn't you guys all sit?
Like, oh, yeah. We did a big fireworks presentation on the last night. And so they lit them in the infield of the track. So we all sat on the track to watch them.
Way too close.
Yeah. And they bought the big ones, too. So boom. And we're all, And then like 30 seconds later, you feel
the ash
fall on you. And it's like, okay, time to scoot it back.
Everybody get inside. All right. So if you've had some sort of tragic, weird thing with fireworks, we call them firework follies. We want your story. 303-222-5423.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're looking for your firework folly stories, things that went wrong as a result of fireworks. And Steve has umbrage with I have an eye injury due to my...
Well, it was...
My 17-pound dog.
Yeah, getting freaked out by fireworks, but it somehow you were...
I was in the line of fire, man.
Okay, all right.
You understand.
I don't.
There are people who've seen combat action who aren't scared as I was. It's a little tiny golden doodle jumping at my face. Thanks to fireworks.
Yes, firework folly.
Are you on your like next door or any of that crap in your neighborhood? Oh my God. You just gotta read all this stuff, dude.
Was it complaining?
Oh my God! You gotta stop shooting fireworks off. I have a kid. It's like, it's not my fault you have a kid.
Right, you knew this day was coming.
Right.
You know what happens.
I eventually just turned on like Days of Thunder, the Tom Cruise movie with race cars.
Yeah, racing movie.
Really loud in my house. So then Moxie's oh my God, listen to all that noise. And then she couldn't hear the explosions anymore.
Get out.
She had to watch Tom Cruise badly act his way through a race car movie. All right, so we're looking for if you blew off limbs or got hurt, we call it firework follies. Braden.
Yay.
Firework follies, what do you got?
So my cousin was trying to light off a couple of those mortars at the same time, and one of them exploded the tube and blew out his eardrum.
Oh.
Like, seriously, like he was sitting that close to it when it went down.
Well, he was crouching down. He was trying to light off like four of them, and one of them went off in the tube before he got the last one lit, and it just blood down the whole side of the face, all that.
So can he not hear out of that ear now?
We're waiting to see.
Oh, that was this year.
Yeah. That's going to suck.
Oh God.
Tonight is probably at the least.
Yeah. Oh my God. You know what somebody was talking about it the other night when they were blowing stuff up. Those mortars, if they fall over, it's still going.
Yes.
So now it's instead of going up, it's going out. And then it's just scatter drill, right? And you call neighbors and go incoming. Oh my God. That's horrifying. Thank you for the call. Dude, Mike.
Yay.
Firework follies.
In high school, this kid dropped an M80 in the toilet and he flooded the whole entire high school, and so we got the day off.
How would it explode if it's wet?
That is, well, M80s.
No, the fuse keeps going if it gets wet.
Yeah, and it's
it
wax.
It does?
Yeah, it's wax and it's wet. Yeah, on the M80.
Those are like
one-eighth of a stick of dynamite, I believe.
Yeah.
We always said that when we were growing up. Is that a real fact?
I think it is.
Oh, because we both knew the same exact figure. Oh, my God. So it literally blew out all the toilets in the school.
Yep. Well, the line, he flushed it, and then it blew up the line and made all the water.
Damn. Did he get suspended forever? Like,
he got expelled, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's 10. But you got the day off, so you know.
Oh, there's Steve. Look at the silver lining. Thank you, Mike. You noticing a pattern here? Seems to be a lot of it's a sausage fest here on Firework Follies. Justin?
Yay.
Firework Follies, what do you got?
There was one year my uncle and I were shooting Roman candles at each other. And when I shot mine, it hit him in the armpit. Well, when it hit him, he reacted and he closed his armpit on the lit firework.
Oh, ah.
And he burned the crap out of his armpit, blisters and everything.
Why would you? You know that is a male thing. There's a thing like I forget this was a psychologist test or something, but like if you're seated like you are right now, Steve, if I like were to take something and drop it towards your lap, your legs would come together to try to catch it, and a woman's legs would often go apart so they miss it. And like,
interesting.
So his instinct was to like catch it in his armpit.
Oh.
You don't want to catch a flaming ball of Roman candle
in your pit
where your skin is like ridiculously sensitive. Thank you for the call, Justin. Ellen, I think, is going to do a PSA for us. Oh. Ellen?
Yay.
All right, it's Firework Follies, and you've got a PSA.
Yeah, when I was working in pediatric nursing, the majority of fireworks injuries we saw were on July 5th or July 6th. Because kids were no longer being supervised and getting into the leftovers.
Oh,
so parents just leave the crap in the garage?
If you've got any leftovers, know where they are, know they're at your kids' hands, and supervise your kids.
Good call.
Smart.
Yeah.
I mean, my neighbors, I hope, from what I saw, they blew everything they had up. It's Commerce City, man. They were getting after it. Thank you for the PSA, Ellen. Samantha.
Yeah.
Firework Follies, what do you got?
I have a huge block party we go to every single year. All the neighbors come out, have the huge boxes of the big fireworks, hand out Roman candles to the kids. Everyone's excited. Well, one kid fired a Roman candle right at my boyfriend, forcing him to do a full-on somersault across the park to barely bypass it.
Okay. Oh, my God. Holy crap.
I like it. You just need to know if there was intent behind that.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.